Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. Psalm 47, verse 1. Come, everyone, clap your hands, shout to God with joyful praise. I once went to visit some friends who were doing mission work in southern Pakistan, close to the Sindh Desert. It was very, very hot. I remember how keen they were to prevent any drafts because the searing heat was too much to bear, even through the smallest gaps. On Sunday, I went to their mud hut church, and as I entered, I was given a percussion instrument to play. I wasn't asked if I wanted one, and I wasn't asked if I'd got any musical gifts. Everyone was given an instrument. The service that followed was in a language that I didn't know at all, but it really didn't matter, because it was clear that we were worshipping the Lord, and I was totally involved in it with my newly acquired drum. The Psalms very often encourage everyone to get involved in worship. Whatever our gifts, background or mood, we all need to worship God. Whatever kind of worship we're used to, whether it's based on a prepared liturgy or is free and charismatic, there can be a danger that the worship can seem like a performance. The people at the front are the performers, and everybody else watches. This is not what God wants. He wants us all to be involved and to bang our drums, or equivalent, as an act of united worship. As we worship him together, the church is strengthened and enabled to be the kind of loving, caring, united community that God wants it to be. And the result, hopefully, is that even more people will want to worship him. Worship is a rich and wonderful experience, but essentially we're doing two things. Firstly, we're declaring who God is. We are recognising that he made us and that he is all-powerful, all-loving and all-knowing. He is worthy of the absolute best that we can bring to him. Secondly, we're acknowledging who we are. We are totally dependent on him. Without his strength, love and wisdom, we are lost. That's why we all need to clap our hands, bang our drums, and shout out our praise to him. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the amazing privilege of worshipping you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you'll listen in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.